Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of John, chapter number 13, beginning in verse number 12. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments, he was set down again and said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord. And ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Jesus is about to go to the cross, and he is taking the last moment prior to his crucifixion to teach his apostles, those who would be the leadership of his church once he left this earth. In verse 13, Jesus said, Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. Jesus was their Master and Lord. He did not place his authority to the side to make the apostles happy or make them feel good about themselves. He, being their Master, taught them about true godly leadership. Jesus exampled true leadership by placing himself in the position of a servant while maintaining his authority and position. Then he washed their feet. Rosalind Carter, former U.S. First Lady, said, A leader takes people where they want to go. A great leader takes people where they don't necessarily want to go, but ought to be. All of these men would become great leaders in the church. But Jesus, as the greatest leader, was leading them someplace they did not necessarily want to go. Servitude to the ones they were to lead. I don't know about you, but to wash a bunch of dirty feet would not be someplace I would want to go. But it is a place, as a leader, that I ought to be. We are all leaders in some way or another. God has given us all authority as his children to do his work in whatever capacity he has chosen for us. We then must lead as he led. Never once did Jesus force anyone to do anything. He led them in the right way. He never coerced anyone or tricked anyone into following him. He never held himself up over anyone either, though he of all people could have. If you are a parent, you are to lead your children. How? As the greatest leader led. If you're a husband, you're to lead your home. How? With an iron fist? No, not if you're going to be a great leader. You will lead by serving the ones you were called to lead. If you're a boss at work, or a pastor of a church, you will never be a great leader if you do not serve the ones you lead while maintaining your position and authority. Jesus said, Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. And then Jesus stated, I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.